Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣的名向大家问安。
It is good for us to come here to remember our Lord Jesus this morning.
这我们今天早上能够来纪念我们的主耶稣是好的。
So we go and attend and we read in the news various so-called remembrance ceremonies.
我们看到新闻报章所讲到的一些所谓纪念的活动。
Sometimes it is to remember loved ones.
或者我们要纪念我们所爱的。
Sometimes it is to remember some important personalities.
或者要纪念一些重要的人物。
Now, those people who have made great contributions.
那些曾经做出很大贡献的人。
Great contributions to the community and even to the country as a whole.
或者对国家或社区的一个很大贡献的人。
And during the remembrance ceremony, people will talk about the great things that this person has done.
当这个纪念仪式的时候，人会讲到这人生前所做的一切伟大的事。
And then there'll be anecdotes about how special this person was.
有一些特别的讲到这人他是特别的地方在哪里
？What kind of selfless sacrifice he has made？
他有做出何等伟大的舍己的牺牲
？What is the motivation for that？
在这背后的推动力是什么呢
？Of course, on one hand, it is to maybe just to encourage each and every one of us to remember him fondly。
或者来鼓励我们每一位来纪念这位失去的人。
Maybe to encourage those who are present to imitate the kind of personality and the sacrificial devotion that the person has given to the country.
或者要各位出席的人能够效法这位失去的人对国家所做的贡献。
And so this morning when we come here, is that why we are here?
这是不是我们今早所要来到这里的目的呢
？Do we remember Jesus as someone who has done some great things？
我们是否来纪念耶稣所为我们所成就伟大的事呢
？For his sacrificial love，
因在他伟大牺牲的爱呢
？And even to imitate what he has done，
甚至愿意来效法他所做的。
To push it even further, to imitate how he has served in order to serve others in the community.
或者要效法他来在社区中来服侍。
Is that all there is?
是否是如此呢
？Well, the Bible tells us what Jesus has done.
圣经告诉我们耶稣所做的。
But it is not for the sake of just telling us to imitate him.
不是为了只是要我们来效法他。
Because the records in the gospel tells us what he has done in order for us to know who Jesus is.
在福音书里面所记载的让我们认识耶稣是谁。
And if all we have come and we have appreciated is what Jesus has done without knowing who Jesus is for us, then we have missed the point.
只要我们来只是来感激耶稣所做的一切但是却不认识他是谁那么我们就错过很重要的这个重点。
So,Who is Jesus from the scripture that we read this morning? Who is Jesus?
耶稣基督是谁？我们从这段经文里面所读的。
So maybe let us first pray to God.
我们一起来向神祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for you have been good to us. Oh Lord, we just pray that you would help us at this moment. Lord, you have sent your Son as the sacrifice for us. And as we meditate this word that you have given to us this morning, O Lord, we pray that your Spirit will work mightily in us, open our minds, humble our hearts, and ready us in order that we might receive the word of life, this word that will illumine us to live godly lives, this word that will illumine us for those of us who might not know you personally as their own God and their own Savior, that, O Lord, that this morning may be a time of blessing for them too. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, so, who is Jesus?
耶稣是谁呢?
4 points that we must bear in mind this morning, what this passage tells us about who is Jesus.
今早我们要从这段经文里面来认识耶稣是谁，有四方面的重点。
The first point is found in verse 32.
第一重点就是在第三十二节。
Verse 32 starts off with just an abrupt term, and as they came out.
在第三十二节那里说他们出来。
Now came out from where?
从哪里出来呢？
The preceding passage tells us that they came out from Pontius Pilate's Praetorium.
在之前的经文告诉我们，他们从这个本丢比拉多的大厅那里出来。
Now this Praetorium is a big word, but basically in today's modern term, I guess you can call it a police headquarters.
用今天的话来说，可以说是警察总厅。
Now, so how did Jesus end up in the police station?
耶稣为何在警察局呢？
Well, for those of us who might be less familiar, there were the religious leaders who were jealous of Jesus.
我们当中不熟悉的可能不知道，但当时有这个嫉妒的宗教领袖。
This chief priest, the scribes, and so on, they gang up against Judas, Jesus' disciple, to betray him.
而文士和祭司呢，联合他的门徒呢，出卖他。
As we have read just now in some of the other passages, there was Judas who was with Jesus, one of his disciples, but he decided to betray Jesus.
而耶稣的十二个门徒的其中一个犹大来出卖耶稣。
So he, in the middle of the night, he brought soldiers with him to arrest Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
在晚上的时候，在客西马尼园，犹大带领了一群人，兵丁来抓拿耶稣。
The Bible tells us in Gethsemane the disciples, Jesus' disciples, all fled.
在客西马尼圣，福音书告诉我们，他门徒全部跑了。
And of course, Jesus was then brought on trial in the middle of the night.
当然，耶稣基督在晚上被审问。
By the way, it is illegal to put anyone on trial in the middle of the night.
而这个在半夜中受审来是不合法的。
To add to the illegality, there were also false witnesses.
并且呢，还有假见证人。
And to add to that, there were the beatings of the accused without a conviction.
而在没有定罪的情况下来鞭打他。
But where were the disciples? That's more important to us.
那门徒他们在哪里呢？对我们更重要的。
We know from other parts of the Bible that John and Peter, the only two disciples left, they were outside of the palace.
那些跑跑的门徒只有约翰和彼得在这个王宫外面。
And then there was Jesus that was sentenced to death inside by the chief priests.
而耶稣在这个里面呢，被这个大祭司所定罪。
Now sentenced to death, but yet they having no authority to execute Jesus, they brought Jesus to Pontius Pilate.
耶稣被定死罪，他们没有权利来定耶稣的死刑，处死他，所以他们把他带到这个罗马的官长那里。
You see, for this time, during the time of Jesus, the land of Judea was ruled by the Romans, who they only had the power to execute.
那时犹太人他们被罗马帝国所统治，所以只有帝国的官长才有权利来处死。
So therefore, they brought him to Pontius Pilate, in order to get him sentenced to death to execute him.
所以他们把耶稣带到本丢比拉多那里，要来定他的罪，来处死他。
And the Bible would tell us that Pontius Pilate, this unjust judge, found Jesus not guilty.
甚至圣经告诉我们，本丢比拉多这个不义的官长，他也没有这个找到耶稣有任何的罪。
But alas, he was succumbed to political pressure from the chief priests and the scribes. He handed him over to these wicked men to crucify him.
而他在这众人群众的压力之下，他把这个无辜的无罪的人呢，送到给他们来处决。
And this is when our scripture begins, when Jesus came out from the Pontius Pilate's police station.
所以我们这经文读到的就是耶稣基督从这个本丢比拉多的警察厅那里呢出来。
Having flogged him and ridiculed him in the police station, they sent him out.
就是在那个大厅里面戏弄他，他们带他出来。
Send him out on the road to the cross.
带他出来走上十字架的路。
And where were the disciples?
而门徒在哪呢？
Simon, Peter, and John, they have all abandoned, they have all forsaken Jesus.
而这个门徒们，他们都离弃了耶稣。
Oh, but there's another Simon.
但是还有另外一个西门。
Simon from Cyrene, we were told.
就是有另外一个西门，从古利奈人西门那里。
This place is, in modern terms, is Libya in Africa.
这个古利奈在这个现代的词的地方是在非洲的这个利比亚。
Who happens to be in Jerusalem for the Passover?
他碰巧在这个耶路撒冷守逾越节时
，and like the rest of the people, he was probably there to just see what's happening, this latest happening in town.
他可能在群众之中来观察现在所发生的事。
This latest gossip about Jesus of Nazareth who was arrested by the chief priests and the scribes.
然后他在听途说人，听到拿撒勒人耶稣在被这个大祭司所定罪。
Oh yes, this morning he's going to come by this way. Let us go and just have a look to see who is this man.
今天早上他要从这条路上经过，我们来看到底这是谁呢
？Here he comes.
他来了，他来了。
Oh, he looks so frail.
他看起来很苍白。
Oh, could he be this man who would upset the whole kingdom?
他这个人这么脆弱，怎么能够来颠覆整个的帝国呢
？Oh, no, can't be. He can't even carry his cross properly.
怎么可能？他连他的十字架都不能够来背
？Look, he's wavering. He's going to fall down anytime soon.
看来他现在在动摇了，他随时都会倒下来了。
Falling down from the weight of the horizontal bar of the cross that he was bearing.
他要因为这十字架的重负，他差不多要被压倒了。
And just when this Simon was looking at when Jesus would tumble finally,
这个西门看了耶稣在什么地方倒下来的时候
suddenly a voice yelled out from a soldier next to Jesus.
从这兵在耶稣旁边的兵丁来喊说
Hey, you, come out.
你出来。
You help him carry the cross.
你来帮他背十字架。
Well, Jesus was unable to carry his cross anymore.
耶稣不能够再背他的十字架了。
The Bible says this Simon was compelled in the service.
而这个西门被令来服务。
So actually, that is a specific term where the soldiers can call out anyone, any civilian to for a short period of service in the empire.
在帝国的统治下，兵丁有权利来命令任何的平民来暂时为帝国来服务。
And so this soldier did.That to Simon.
而那就是对着这个西门来做。
And Simon of Cyrene probably muttered to himself, "Oh, how did I get into this? I shouldn't have come."
古利奈的西门也许这样想：我怎么会这样呢？我其实就早就不应该来了。
So now we have Simon from Africa following Jesus to the cross.
现在我们看见有这个从非洲来的西门来跟随耶稣。
But Simon Peter, who had followed Jesus for 3 years, was nowhere to be seen.
而这个跟随耶稣的这个西门彼得呢，却不知道跑去哪里。
This Simon who does not know Jesus walked the last mile with Jesus.
这个不认识耶稣的西门走耶稣的最后的路。
That Simon who said, "Jesus, I will follow you to the end, even if I have to die."Was no longer present.
另外一个西门就是说他愿意为主来死，却不知道跑去哪里了。
So who is Jesus?
所以谁是耶稣呢
？Point one, the forsaken master.
就是我们所讲的第一点，他是被离弃门徒离弃的主人。
So who is Jesus? Do you know Jesus?
谁是耶稣？你是否认识耶稣
？You think you know Jesus?
你认为你认识耶稣
？You think you are a follower of Jesus？
你认为你是耶稣的跟随者吗
？So how long have you followed him？
你跟随他有多久呢
？Maybe like Simon Peter, 3 years？
是否像西门彼得三年
？Oh no no, I'm a long time Christian, you know。
不是不是，我是一个很长久的基督徒。
I followed Jesus for 10 years。
我跟随耶稣十年了。
I followed Jesus for 30 years。
我跟随耶稣30年了。
I resolved to follow him。
我立志来跟随他。
Like Peter, I want to serve him。
好像彼得说我要服侍他。
I mean, like Simon Peter, I said I want to follow him。
如西门彼得说我要跟随他。
But Could you be like Simon Peter, who also have disappeared at important moments?
你是否像彼得一样也有这个重要的时刻?
And at those important moments, you forsook Jesus.
而在这关键的时刻里面，你离弃了耶稣。
It doesn't matter how long you have followed Jesus, you know.
你不在于你跟随耶稣有多久。
3 years, 10 years, 30 years, it doesn't matter.
三年、三十年，不在乎有多久。
In the last mile of Jesus, it mattered that it was Simon of Cyrene and not Simon Peter who followed Jesus.
而在耶稣基督的最后的路程，却是古利奈的西门来跟随耶稣。
Now for the teenagers among us, if you refuse to testify of your faith in the sight of unbelieving classmates, you have forsaken Jesus.
我们当中的少年，弟兄姐妹们，假如你不愿意在不信主的同学当中来见证主，你也是离弃了主。
Now for the young people among us, if you have willfully disobeyed the Lord's will to enter into a relationship with unbelievers, you have forsaken Jesus.
我们当中的年轻人若不听从神的命令，而与不信主的来结合，也是离弃了主。
For those who are working among us, if you are not faithful in witnessing of our Lord's good name at your workplace, then you have forsaken Jesus.
我们当中工作的，若不在这个工作的场所来为主做见证，我们也是离弃了主的名。
You see, there will be critical junctions in our lives where we have to decide whether to follow Jesus, like Simon Peter had to decide.
所以在我们重要的时刻的生命当中，我们有好像西门彼得一样要决定。
Will you follow Jesus?
你是否愿意跟随耶稣?
Or will you forsake your master?
还是你要离弃主人?
You see, it doesn't matter if you or I forsake the master, for the master has prepared another Simon.
我们是否离弃了主不是很重要，因为主自己预备另外一个西门。
There will be another Simon who will carry the cross.
但会有另外一个西门来背起这个十字架。
Another Simon who may not have known that he would do it, but the Lord has prepared.
另外一个西门可能不知道他会这样做，但是神自己预备。
Another Simon who will come to faith and who will follow Jesus till the end.
另外一个西门他来到信主，然后他跟随耶稣到。You
might have seen that too in your lives.
你也许看到在你的生命中。
Another Simon who came to faith after you, but now is clinging to Christ and following him.
有另外一个西门可能比你更迟信主，但是他们现在却来服侍主。
But what about me?
那你如何呢?
I have forsaken Jesus.
我是否离弃了主?
So, what is my relationship with our Lord?
我与主的关系如何?
Praise the Lord, Jesus has known that as well.
耶稣已经知道了,
He has known that we will fail and we will forsake him.
他知道我们会失败，会离弃他。
Yes, he has prepared another Simon, but he has not forgotten Simon Peter too.
他虽然预备了另外一个西门，但是他没有放弃西门彼得。
To the contrary, he has already prayed for Simon's restoration before he was arrested.
在耶稣基督被捕之前，他已经为西门彼得代求。
He has prayed that when Simon would repent, he would even come and strengthen the brethren.
他祷告西门彼得悔改回来，坚固他的弟兄。
And this is the same for you.
这也是与我们相似。
You might have followed Jesus for years and has forsaken him at important moments.
你也许跟随耶稣多年，但是你在关键时刻放弃了主。
You can repent.
你也可以悔改。
You can come back to the Lord.
你可以回到主的面前。
You can repent for your master's sake.
你可以为主的缘故来悔改。
You can repent from the love of self. From the love of yourself.
你也可以从这个爱自己当中来悔改。
You can repent from the love of this world.
你也可以从这个爱世界里面来悔改。
You can repent from the fear of man.
你也可以从惧怕人当中来悔改。
And you can confess to your forsaken master.
你也可以来向离弃你所离弃的主来认罪。
And you can run forward to join Simon of Cyrene to carry the cross.
你可以走到前面，好像基门这样来背起十字架。
We know that Simon Peter eventually carried his cross too.
你也知道西门彼得最后也背起他的十字架。
The forsaken master.
被离弃的主人。
But pray to God not forsaken forever by you.
但是祷告就是说不永远被你所离弃。
And now from verse 33 onwards to 36, as Jesus was walking to Golgotha, we read Matthew telling us again who is Jesus.
我们从33节到36节看到马太为我们所读另外一段耶稣是谁的记载。
And the second point, Matthew tells us that he was the suffering servant.
第二点，马太告诉我们，耶稣是为义受苦的仆人。
Not just the forsaken master, but the suffering servant.
不单是被遗弃的主人，而且还是为义受苦的仆人。
Now, what kind of place was Golgotha?
而哥哥他是怎么样的地方
？Matthew was very helpful. He tells us, he gives us a translation. It's the place of a skull.
马太很好的告诉我们说，这个是骷髅地。
In simple terms, it's the place of execution. It's an execution ground.
是一个被处决的地，犯人被处决的地方。
So what happened at the execution ground?
在的被处决的地方发生了什么事
？Now Matthew could have told us and should have told us many things. I feel.
马太可以告诉我们，可以告诉我们更多关于这些事。
Matthew could have recorded the who was there to direct the execution.
马太可以记载谁在那里指挥那个处决。
Matthew ought to have told us what was the weather like that day.
马太也可以告诉我们当时天气如何。
Matthew ought to have, most importantly, recorded for us how the Romans nailed Jesus to the cross.
马太很可能也可以告诉我们，罗马兵丁如何来钉耶稣。
That most horrific suffering with nails piercing through both outstretched hands and being hung up would put any person to extreme pain and suffering.
那个很可怕的这个受苦呢，就是钉子穿透这个手被吊起来，那是忍受极大的痛苦。
That would have moved any reader of the Gospels.
这可以使到更多的人被感动。
That would have put anyone to tears.
也使到人更流泪。
But no, Matthew did not record any of these things.
但是马太没有记载这些。
What did Matthew choose to record?
马太选择记载什么呢
？Matthew chose to record in verse 34, there is this soldiers who came and gave vinegar mixed with gold.
马太记载第34节说，兵丁拿着苦胆调和的酒给耶稣喝。
And Matthew chose to tell us that the soldiers cast lots for Jesus' garments.
而马太选择兵丁为耶稣的那礼衣来研究。
Why these two details?
为什么要这两个细节呢？
Over and above, even telling us how Jesus was nailed to the cross.
而在这一切也告诉我们，耶稣是如何被钉十字架。
You see, the reason is simple.
这理由很简单。
Like we come on to contemporary terms. You know, if I tell you 911, what do you think about? What do you associate with?
如果你要用现在的话来说，我告诉你911，你会想到什么呢
？Or you immediately think about the World Trade Center bombings in New York?
你会想到就是在纽约这个世界贸易大厦被炸。
Or if I rewind to 10-13 years ago, if I tell you about wearing masks.
然后我在几多年前2003年告诉你我戴这个口罩。
Then you would think about SARS.
你就会想到沙士。
This pandemic flu.
病毒。
Now, so the same effect here.
这里就是说。
Whether it is the vinegar drink or whether it is the casting lots for garments of Jesus,
不管是沾着醋或者是为耶稣的衣沾研究
they both serve a purpose for readers who are familiar with the Old Testament.
他们就是为那些熟悉旧约的人呢来解读的
For in Psalm 69, the psalmist David also mentioned about.The vinegar drink.
在诗篇六十九篇，大卫也说到这个醋的饮喝。
There, David, the righteous servant of God.
大卫是上帝的这个公义的仆人。
He said he was hated without cause.
他说他无被无故的恨仇恨。
And he was dishonored and ridiculed by enemies surrounding him.
他被羞辱，被围绕，仇敌围绕。
And they gave him a bitter drink.
他们给他这个苦的汁喝。
To tell us who is Jesus.
来告诉我们谁是耶稣。
See, this David is the.It's a foreshadow of this righteous servant who was suffering not for his own sins.
这个大卫就是预言所预代表这个预言所预言的耶稣就是要来受苦的。
This righteous servant suffering for someone else's sin.
这个公义的仆人为别人的罪受苦。
Now in verse 35 as well, the division of the garments is this.A reflection on Psalm 22 that we have read.
而这个第三十五节这个分他的衣服，就是刚才我们所读的诗篇二十二篇。
Again, the servant of God, David, forsaken by God Himself.
而这个大卫的神的仆人大卫也被神所离弃。
Surrounded by dogs, staring him down, dividing his garments.
被狗所围绕，也被分他的衣服。
For whose sin?
是为了谁的罪？
For whose sin? Isaiah says he has done no violence.
是为谁的罪？以赛亚说他没有行这个强暴。
There was no deceit in his mouth, yet he was afflicted for the transgression of my people.
他口中也没有诡诈，但是呢，他却背了多人的罪孽。
My people, God's people.
我的百姓，神的百姓。
You see the idea of a scapegoat.It is a very ancient word.
而我们看见那个代罪羔羊是一个很古老的字。
It goes back about 3,500 years.
是讲到在3500年之前。
To the time of Exodus when the people of God just left Egypt.
就是讲到这个神的百姓离开在旷野离开了埃及。
And in the wilderness, the high priest once a year he would lay his hands on the goat, the specially chosen goat.
就是这个大祭司要安守在这个特别拣选的这个山羊。
And when that happens once a year, this laying of hands would transfer the sin of all the people of God onto one goat.
而这个仪式就是代表所有百姓的罪孽都因着安守转移的到山羊身上。
And Leviticus, the book of Leviticus tells us that the goat would then be sent away.
而在利未记告诉我们，这个羊要被拆到很远的地方。
Send away from the assembly to a faraway place to bear the curse and the punishment of the sin of my people.
背负了我百姓的这个罪孽和咒诅到远方去。
And so who is this Jesus this morning?
而今天早上这位耶稣是谁呢？
Paul says, "He who knew no sin was made sin."
保罗说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
For our sake.
是为了我们的缘故。
You see, as we meditate on the nature of sin, let us be abhorred.
让我们来想这个罪的本性的时候，我们要想。
It is a serious matter.
这是很严重的事。
You reflect upon your own life, how your words has scarred and has broken the relationships with people around you.
而我们的话能够破坏在我们周围的人的之间的关系。
Reflect upon how our selfish love of ourselves has hurt those who love us.
我们自爱自己的心是如何来伤到那些爱我们的人的心。
Reflect on how our obsession with the things of this world, of sinful things, it has captured, enslaved us, and has plunged us.Pull us away from the love of God.
我们是被这世界上的这些犯罪的这些爱呢，使我们与神的爱来离开。
The wages of sin is death.
而罪的工价乃是死。
We have experienced this spiritual death in our lives.
我们要已经经历这属灵上的死亡。
But there is something even greater than this personal experience of.The severity and the punishment of sin, something greater than that.
而比这个罪的这个刑罚更严重的就是
，this wages of sin is now borne by this supreme one and only living God.
而这个罪的公价呢，放在那位永活的这位神的身上。
This infinite God was made into a finite form in order to bear our sins.
这位无限的神成为这个有限的人来承担我们的罪。
In order to offer for us an infinite sacrifice, a sacrifice of infinite value.
使我们来为我们献一次献上来成为永远的这个祭。
All this not for his own sake, but for us.
这一切都不是为他自己，乃是为我们。
Not for his sin, but for us, for ours.
不是为他的罪，乃是为我们所有人的罪。
This is the righteous servant.
这就是公义的仆人。
Who came to bear the punishment and the curse of sin.
来承担这个罪的这个咒诅和。
In order that we can be freed from the curse of sin to be reconciled to God.
和刑罚使我们能够脱离这个罪的咒诅，来与神和好。
And this is something that each and every one of us must know.
我们每一位都应当知道。
This suffering servant came in order to bear our sins.
这位受苦的仆人来承担我们的罪。
And if you have tasted the bitterness of sin, then come to him.
只要你在罪中受苦，我们一旦来到他面前。
If you have tasted how sin has damaged and destroyed your lives, then come to Christ.
只要你已经经历罪是如何来摧毁你的生命，我们就要来到神的面前。
Because he who has no sin has tasted the bitterness of sin, in order that we who haveborn this sin can now be freed from it.
而那无罪的来为我们承受了罪，使我们这些有罪的能够来成为无罪。
Now, so this is the second point. The suffering servant who suffered not for his sin but for ours offers this remedy for sin to free us.
这是第二点，这位公义的仆人为我们的罪来付上这个赎价。
And now the third point from verse 38 onwards, we even see Matthew recording for us what the scorners said.
而第三点，我们要从第三十八节那里看到。
These scorners, they said many things, no doubt.
这些学者他们说了很多的话。
These people who mocked Jesus, they said many things.
这些讥笑耶稣的人，他们说了许多的话。
You see, Jesus was on the cross for quite a number of hours, and so.They must have said many, many things.
耶稣基督在十字架上几个小时，他们说了很多的话。
But Matthew records for us only a few sentences.
但是马太只记载了几句。
Especially verse 40, they say, "You who destroyed the temple and said you would rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself."
在四十节说，你这拆毁圣殿三日就建造起来的，可以救自己吧。
Now, so what does this tell us about who is Jesus?
这里告诉我们耶稣是谁。
It tells us that Jesus is the resurrected God.
这里告诉我们耶稣基督是复活的神。
How do we know that?
我们如何知道?
Now, these words about rebuilding of the temple indeed came out from Jesus' mouth.
这些字呢就是所讲的就是耶稣基督本身所说的。
In the second chapter of the Gospel of John, when Jesus cleansed the temple, he said that.
在这个约翰福音第二章，当耶稣基督洁净圣殿的时候，他曾经说到。
And the Jews who saw Jesus doing what he did actually understood what he meant.
只要跟那些跟随耶稣在那里的犹太人肯定知道耶稣基督所说的。
This Jesus of Nazareth is claiming that he has come from God.
这个拿撒勒人的耶稣说到他是从神而来。
And that's why he boldly stepped into the temple to cleanse all these.People who are selling things inside.
很大这位尼赛亚来到圣殿里面洁净圣殿，他们在里面卖东西。
But they would not be convinced, and so they asked Jesus, "What is the sign? What is the miracle? Or what is the proof that you will produce for us in order for us to believe that you have come from God?"
那些人他们不信服，因为他们说，你做什么事情来证明你是从神而来呢？
And that's why Jesus said that.You will destroy the temple and I'll rebuild it in 3 days.
所以耶稣基督说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日要建造起来。
Apostle John explains for us that Jesus was referring to his own body.
使徒约翰在那记载说，耶稣基督是以电来为身，讲他的身体。
His death and the subsequent resurrection will prove that he comes from God.
他的死亡和他的这个复活证明他是从神而来。
And the scorners, those mockers of Jesus, actually said that if you are the Son of God, do it.
而那些讥笑他的人就说，只要你是神的儿子，做这些事吧。
If you have authority to lay down your life, then show us that you also have the authority to take it back.
你既然有权柄放下你的生命，就告显示给我们你有权利来拿回来。
Not only to take it back, but to give life.
他不但能够拿回来，而且还能够赐生命。
Oh, but you can't save yourself, can you?
而现在你不能够，连自己都不能够救。
You can't even take back your own life. How can you give life to others?
你连自己的命都拿不回来，你如何来赐生命呢？
But this is where Matthew tells us and predicts for us what will happen.
而这是马太所讲来告诉我们，这是预言所成就的。
You see, near my house, I stay somewhere around Ghim Moh.
我住靠近这个景茂区。
And there is a big canal over there, and by the side of which there are some mango trees.
那里有一个大沟渠，在旁边有一个芒果树。
And I see the at one point there were many mangoes. Sometimes even one single branch, there are about 7 to 8 mangoes.
我看到有时候有许多的这个芒果，有时候一个树枝有七八个。
And there are so many mangoes that sometimes they will just drop and rot on the floor.
那么多的芒果，有时候掉下来就腐烂了。
But so much fruit all coming from one seed, one mango seed.
而这么多的这个果子是从一个种子而来。
It's very difficult to imagine.
很难去想象。
But when Jesus talks about laying down his life and then taking back his life and then giving life, this is an imagery from the seed.
而耶稣基督讲到他舍了生命又拿回来又能够赐生命，是一个种子的这个来形容。
The corn of wheat which falls onto the ground must die.
一粒麦子落不落在地里死了。
But when it dies, it gives life.
但是死了就有这个生命。
Not only life for itself, but it yields much fruit.
本来是有自己的生命，而且能够结出果子。
And when the mockers mock Jesus in this manner,
当那讥笑的人来以这样的方式来讥笑耶稣。
You who are believers must be reminded that this Jesus who died, he did not only die.
我们信徒必须知道，耶稣基督不单是这样死。
He will rebuild his temple.
他会再重建圣殿。
He will prove that he is the resurrected God.
他要证明他是复活的神。
He will prove that he is a giver of life.
他也证明他是赐生命的人。
You know, for those of us who are very concerned about this present life,
我们当中忧虑今生的人，
you must come this morning and know that this life is brief.
我们要知道今生短暂。
This life, as James says, is like a vapor.
如雅各所说，好像云雾，雾水。
For a moment, it is here for a moment and is gone.
现在就在，过了就没。
Last week, I was helping out a family, this worker from China.
上周我帮助从中国来的这个工人。
Now all that happened was he fell down from a metal frame.
他从这个铁架掉下。
Less than 1 meter high.
少过这个一米。
So he fell down and he dislocated his knee.
他的这个膝盖脱节。
So there was blood and all that, and his brother sent him to, and they sent him to a hospital.
他流血并且被送去医院。
And then they discharged him after one day to rest in the dormitory.
他一天出院在宿舍休息。
But suddenly, within 3 days, he was vomiting, and then eventually he died on the way to hospital.
突然间三天之后，他吐呕吐，他在送去医院途中死亡。
That was all there is.
那些是很短的。
And suddenly he was gone.
很突然的，他忽然间就没了。
And his wife and his son came from China to receive his body.
他的妻子和儿子来从中国来领他的遗体。
You can imagine the grief.
是很短暂的。
But I remind the wife who is a believer and the deceased who is a believer too.
我提醒他的太太，他的丈夫是信徒。
I reminded the wife and the son that We have hope in Christ.
提醒他的太太和儿子说，我们在基督里有盼望。
There is grief upon in this present life, but we who have placed our faith in Christ, we have hope.
我们在今生有这个很短暂，但是我们在主里面有盼望，我们就有这个希望。
Because the resurrected God, He gives life.
因为这位复活的主他是生命。
He gives everlasting life.
他是永远的生命。
For those who would place their faith in Him,
那些已经信靠他的人。
Not only will He rebuild His temple, He will also give life freely to those who would come to Him.
他不但重建圣殿，也赐给一切信靠他的人有永生。
To leave death and to enter eternal life, why not?
离开死亡进入永生，为何不要呢？
To place your hope in the life that will not perish and not the life that must perish, why not?
为什么让我们把我们的盼望放在这个不灭的生命上，为何不要这样做呢？
And the scorner's words continue, and now we come to the final point in verse 40 to 44. Matthew tells us that Jesus is the obedient son.
那讥笑的人继续这样说，然后在第44节马太这样说，让我们看见耶稣基督是顺从的儿子，圣子。
If you are the son of God, let him save you, they said.
他说，假如你是神的儿子，让他来救你。
Again, it is a recollection of Psalm 22 again.
然后我们也看见这是在诗篇22篇那里讲到的。
But the conditional sentence, if you are the son of God, has another reference.
这条件就是假如你有这个，假如你是神的儿子。
For Jesus, who at the very last day of his ministry on this earth, to be reminded of this sentence is poignant.
耶稣基督在世的最后一天来被这个这句话所提醒是很尖刻的。
For at the first day of his ministry, in his 3 years of ministry, he has heard this sentence.
在这三年的服事开始的时候，他也听到这句话。
In Matthew chapter 4, we are told that Jesus has heard it from Satan.
在马太福音第四章，耶稣基督从撒旦那里听了这句话。
If you are the Son of God, command these stones to be turned into bread.
假如你是神的儿子，把这些石头变成面食物吧。
If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from the temple top.
假如你是神的儿子，就从圣殿上跳下来吧。
Of course, Jesus used scripture to reply.
当然，耶稣用圣经来回答。
No, I will not command these stones to be turned into bread, for man does not live by bread alone, but by God's word.
耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
No, I will not jump down from the temple, for we shall not tempt the Lord.
不，我不会从殿顶上跳下来，因为你不可试探主你的神。
No, it is not my will, but my Father's will that is the key.
不是我的意思，乃是从天父而来的意思。行。
You know, if for those of us who have kids,
我们当中有孩子的。
You know that for toddlers, 2 or 3 years old, perhaps they will have little thinking, or they may have a mind of their own, but they will and they must be obedient.
小孩当他二三岁的时候，他们会思想的时候，他们就要学习来顺从。
And for those of us who have teenagers, you now know that they really have a mind of their own.
我们当中有少年的孩子，也知道他们有自己的想法。
This obedience, the requirement for obedience has become a tug of war, you know, because he has a mind of his own and you have preferences, and you know this is a constant process of negotiation.
而这个顺从呢，就变成好像拉锯战，你有你的想法，他有他的想法，来达到这个协议。
And finally, when your teenager has grown up to become a young man or young woman, and then he wants to enter into the relationship, you as parents know that you have lost it.
当你的孩子长大到大成人的时候，他们要进入这个婚姻的时候，你就知道你已经失去了他们。
Even giving an opinion on whether that person is a suitable partner with something that the child may or may not want to listen to you.
甚至你要建议这个伴侣是否适合你他的，他可能或者不可能来听从你的话。
But now we have Jesus, who is truly the Son of God.
而耶稣他真是神的儿子。
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
But this Son of God who holds the power of the universe in his hands.
而这位神的儿子，他拥有宇宙所有的权柄。
When he came into this earth, he decided to submit to his Father.
当他来到这地世上的时候，他决定来顺从天父。
He who has rightfully, who has the power to exercise all his authority, give up.
他愿意放下他所有的这个权柄来
顺从神。The Father's will became his own.
父亲的旨意成为他的意思。
Right up to Gethsemane.
从此时我们看到一直到克西马尼园。
And in Gethsemane, he still said, "Not my will, Father, but yours."
他在克西马尼园说，不是从我的意思，乃是从神的意思。
And Paul tells us he was obedient unto the death, even to the cross.
而这个保罗告诉我们说，他顺服到死，以致到十字架。
You see this obedient son who was obedient with the power of the universe, yet obedient to the end.
他拥有这位顺服的儿子，他拥有宇宙的这个能力，却愿意来顺从神。
But do I tell this to you this morning in order for you to imitate the obedience of Christ?
是不是我今早告诉你要这样说来学效法耶稣基督呢
？Remember in the beginning, I told you about the remembrance ceremonies.
在开始我曾经讲到这个追悼的仪式。
Remember, I said that the purpose, the motivation of theTelling you what great things the person has done is for us to imitate that great man.
我刚才已经讲了，就是说一个伟人所做的一切，就是要我们来效法他。
But I tell you that we come this morning not for that purpose.
但是我告诉你，今天早上不是为了这个缘故。
For the obedience of Christ is not just an object of our imitation.
因为耶稣基督的顺从不是我们生命中的这个学习目标而已。
In fact, Paul tells us, by the obedience of one, many shall be made righteous.
保罗告诉我们，因着一个人的顺从，众人就成为义了。
By his obedience, you do not need to imitate to be made righteous. You are made righteous.
你不需要因为来顺从而成为义，你已经成为义了。
By placing your faith in the one who has obeyed the Father till the end.
来将我们的信心交信靠这位顺从神的儿子耶稣基督。
And now Paul encourages us in Philippians that we as obedient children, we ought to live according to that obedience.
保罗在腓立比书说那里，我们既是顺命的孩子，就应当来顺从神。
You see, you who have been saved by his obedience to the Father.Now you have a new basis to follow Jesus and to follow God.
我们是因着耶稣基督顺从神而得到拯救，所以从这个开始，我们来顺从神。
In practical terms, what does that mean?
在实际的意义来说，是什么意思呢
？Praise the Lord, Paul tells us too in chapter 2 of Philippians.
感谢神，保罗在这个腓立比书第二章这样说
：Do all things without murmuring.
他说做每一件事情不要发怨言。
You know life is hard.
知道我们生命困苦。
Sometimes we want to murmur.
有时候我们要发怨言。
But to obedient means to stop our murmurings.
来顺从神就不要来发怨言。
Like Jesus who has waited for the Lord patiently.
如同耶稣基督他顺从忍耐等候神。
Knowing that the Father is in control.
知道天父掌管一切。
He has arranged all things for our good.
他已经为我们一切安排美好。
He has a good plan for us.
他对我们生命中有美好的计划。
In our suffering, we stop our murmuring.
所以当我们在受苦的时候，我们就停止发怨言。
Like Paul, we rejoice in hope.
正如保罗说，在患难中喜乐。
For we know that the Lord has a good plan.
因为我们知道神掌管一切。
Further, Paul tells us we do all things without disputing.
保罗这里说做一切的事情没有争议。
Like I said in the past, we might have, with our words, we might have destroyed our relationships.
我讲过，我们过去可能因着我们的工作来毁坏我们的关系。
Now that we are obedient children,
现在我们是顺命的儿女。
When pressure builds up,
当这个压力增加
，When we get worked up and we want to dispute, want to quarrel people,
当我们越来越累积沉怒，然后要与人争吵
，Look to God,
我们来仰望神
，Put down your disputing,
放下我们的争议
，Remember that this obedient son has, with his humility, submitted to the Father's will.
我们记得耶稣基督因着他的这个顺从而来顺从神。
And now we put down our disputing, put on Christ, put on his humility, put on his love, put on his forbearance.
我们要带着谦卑，我们要披上这个忍耐，披上耶稣基督。
Who is Jesus?
耶稣是谁？
The Bible tells us.
圣经说。
The Bible tells us that.He was forsaken.
他是被离弃的。
The forsaken master.
被离弃的主人。
But who has not forsaken you?
但是却没有离弃我们。
You can repent.
我们可以悔改。
You can run back and bear the cross prepared for you.
我们可以回转来背起为我们预备的十字架。
The Bible tells us too that he was the suffering servant.
圣经告诉我们他是为义受苦的仆人。
Suffered not for his own sins, but for ours.
不是为自己的罪，乃是为我们的罪。
To fulfill the promise of God to deliver us from our sins.
来完成神的应许，来救我们脱离罪。
And this is most important for us to know that we must know where we can lay our sins upon the shoulders of our Lord Jesus, who willingly bears for us.
而我们知道如何来将我们的罪来交托主耶稣，因为他愿意来承担。
But the Bible also tells us that he is the resurrected God.
圣经又告诉我们他是复活的神。
He laid down his life as an atonement for our sin, but that was not the end.
他为我们的这赎价来舍命。
He rebuilt the temple of his body. He regained his own life, and yet, not only that, he gives life for all who comes to him.
他不但复活重建生命，并且也愿意赐生命于我们一切信靠他的。
Finally, he's the obedient son.
最后他就顺服到底的子
obedient unto death
至死顺服
obedient that we might be made righteous in Christ
顺服只照我们在他里面成为义
obedient that we might become obedient children now who may live obedient lives unto God
顺服到我们可以在他里面成为顺服来顺从神
and obedient to God that in order that we mightin our lives reflect these thanks that we might offer to God through our obedience.
而顺服到一个地步就是在我们生命中里面能够为着顺服来向神献上感恩。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for Matthew tells us through the precious word, Lord, about who Jesus is. Lord, humble our hearts as we...Look to the cross, there where the only one, the infinite God, who bore the sins of this world willingly and obediently, in order that we may be made righteous, in order that we might have life, in order that not only life but abundant life he might give to us. Oh Lord, we just pray for each and every one of us that we not only know the things that Christ has done for us, but we.Personally and surely, each and every one of us know Jesus Christ as our own Savior in order that we might truly benefit from the death of Christ for us. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.